Hey, Ralphie, what a great day to be underwater, eh?
Yeah, check it out. These silly humans think they don't need life jackets.
What do they think they are? Fish? There goes another one.
Fell in the water and...
No life jacket! Ah, I can watch this all day!
If you're not a fish, you've got to wear your life jacket. Hi, this is Shaw Grigsby of One More Cast asking you to wear it.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Find out more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Did you hear that, Craig? Wear it.
Oh, yeah.
That is the two words that if we want to say anything today, wear it. To help reemphasize that, we have with us Rachel Johnson, Executive Director of National Safe Boating Council, joining us today to talk about National Safe Boating Week. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, we're good. Wear it. That's the key. And I even see that you want people to wear it to work this week. What is that all about?
Yes, sir. So we really want to take a fun approach to wearing your life jacket. It's such a simple, effective thing you can do boating. So we really put focus on that during National Safe Boating Week. And our first thing is this Friday coming up, May 19th, show how easy it is to wear your life jacket, even while you're at work. So put it on and wear it all day. When you go to your meetings, go get your morning coffee, and really help us spread the message.
And I guess the message obviously is to wear it, but life jackets or the vests, they've gone through some changes. There's all sorts to fit different types of boating recreation, right?
Yeah, so we have heard the excuses through the years. You know, this life jacket's bulky, it's uncomfortable, it's just too hot. Well, these days, manufacturers have done a great job with lightweight, comfortable options. We really like to encourage inflatable life jackets for adults and those that are more comfortable swimmers. And even the inherently buoyant, the foam-filled ones these days, are really more comfortable. And we're really paying attention to how can we offer options out there that boaters will want to wear on the water rather than just have on board.
Rachel, beyond life jackets, what should we be looking at?
There's a couple of other tips we always like to mention. Even before you head out on the water, we encourage boaters to take a safe boating course, you know, beforehand, before you really get into the season. Every trip, file a float plan with someone that's staying behind on dry water that just basically outlines your trip for the day. Check the weather before and during you're out on the water. And lastly, don't boat under the influence. Leave the alcohol, leave the recreational drugs back on dry land. We really want you to be completely in sound mind when you're out on the water.
We're talking today with Rachel Johnson from the National Safe Boating Council. It is National Safe Boating Week. Is boating recreation still big? Oh, we've got the lake here, obviously, in Lake Erie. Is it still something that people do, even though economy sometimes maybe prevents people from, you know, having those boats, enjoying that type of thing? Is it still something that everybody is doing a lot of?
Yes, it's really fantastic. In the past couple of years, we've still seen the numbers of boaters coming in each year. Around 70 to 90 million people across the United States are boating every year. Now, there's so many different types of boating. There's the open motor boat. There's sailing, of course. And some newer types that kind of, to your point about the economy, that are popping up are things like paddling. And stand-up paddle boarding is just growing in popularity across the nation.
Now, does everybody get along? Do they all know the rules of the water? You got fishermen who are trying to catch something. You've got people on jet skis or what other kind of self-propelled, and then you got sort of just the recreational boaters. Are we all getting along out on the waters these days?
Everyone's getting along. However, we always say you don't quite know the other person's ability. You never know what you may come across. So that's why, once again, taking a safe boating course so you are confident in your abilities as a captain is absolutely important. And other things, just, you know, general knowledge. We at the NSBC offer a free website about navigation rules, boatoncourse.com. It just introduces the navigation rules. And then, once again, we do encourage boaters to take that safe boating course as a follow-up to our introductory education component.
Rachel, earlier we talked about life jackets for people. I've seen some people take their dogs, their pets on the boat. Can you get life jackets for doggies?
You can, of course, doggies and kitties. We've seen cats in life jackets, although I'm not sure how happy about it they are. I've even seen rabbits in life jackets. So, yes, don't forget your cuddly friends as well. Just like mom and dad, just like the kids, that you want to make sure they have one that fits right for them. The same with the pets. You know, dogs do know how to swim. Cats, some are comfortable in the water. However, if they ever needed it, and this goes for humans as well, having that life jacket on is just, the right decision to make, and it really can help in an emergency situation.
Again, it is National Safe Boating Week. Our guest today has been the Executive Director for National Safe Boating Council. Where can people get more information and get details and find out all about all these different types of life jackets and getting the rules for safe boating?
We have a wealth of information at safeboatingcouncil.org. And all of our different campaigns and subsequent websites are available there. But basically, if you're just looking for a good starting point, safeboatingcouncil.org.
Well, we appreciate your time and getting us on a good foot to start our boating season as the weather's warming up here in Northeast Ohio. Rachel, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks. And everyone have a wonderful boating season. And don't forget to wear that life jacket.
Wear it! Exclamation point. And they got a Facebook page, Craig, so when you wear your life jacket to work, you can take a picture of it and post it up there as well. All sorts of ones that they have, depending on what kind of boating you do. And they do have the ones for the pets. And as it says here, make sure you got it zippered and buckled and strapped. It's not just a matter of having it on. Because if you get knocked over and it's not secure, it'll go away and you'll just watch your life jacket fly away along with the...
What color should I get?
I don't know. Is it orange? I've only seen orange ones. Is there other?
There must be.
Oh, we got a fashion? Maybe a little...
If you're going to wear it to work,
the whole idea is to be seen
good
in the water. You don't want it, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You don't want it clear or So something you can see. Perhaps the color of the WEOL Summer Festival T-shirt that you can
wear.
Yes. I think about the life. I took a first aid lifeboat or some kind of water safety course when I was a younger person. And we learned how to turn our blue jeans into a flotation device.
You did?
Yes. I still remember.
I'd like to see that.
I'm not going to do that. I can't do that anymore.